The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose and forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord. Much has been said about this short little phrase of our Lord where he says, "You must take up your cross daily." In the sense of when we begin to carry the cross, it's not something that we can set aside. It's the choice to follow our Lord Jesus Christ always. We must persevere no matter what we might encounter. But something else strikes me with that word daily. Take up your cross daily. And that is that the cross is always for today. It's not tomorrow's cross, and it's not the cross of yesterday that we are called to carry. I remember one time a lady shared with me that she was going through a particularly hard time in her marriage, and she went to speak with a Catholic priest. And the priest said to her, "It's important that at this time in your life and in your marriage, you take everything day to day. Don't think about the future. Gosh, how long is this going to last? And don't bring up the memories from the past. You must deal with what you're dealing with now, but day by day." And it's very sound advice because our Heavenly Father, He lives in the eternal present. In God, there is no past and there is no future. And we encounter Him in our own lives always in the present. And that is where His grace is to sustain us with what we're dealing with here and now. And so what the evil one tries to do is he tries to get us not to live in the present. So to push our minds to the future, right? We're going through a problem and thinking, "Oh my gosh, how long is this going to last? Right? Am I going to be able to handle this for a few days or weeks or months? You know, is this for 20 years? Or he'll get us to turn our minds to the past. "Oh my gosh, if only I had become a priest. If only I'd become a sister, all my problems would be gone. If only I'd married someone else. Gosh, if only I'd taken a different job, gone to a different school." That does not benefit us in any way whatsoever. In fact, it increases the burden of our present cross. Because if we look to the past and wish things had been different, it's going to be all the more difficult to deal with what we're struggling with now. It's why our Lord Jesus Christ says, "Today's worries are enough for themselves." May we carry our cross daily. God's grace is always sufficient in the here and now.